Feels good.
Yeah, it's our first one in a long time. After we talked about it on the last one.
I was thinking that was two ago, but...
Yeah, we had no one.
Whatever. Ooh, that is... That's been sitting there for a while.
Yep, same.
Another day, another vault.
Yeah, fact.
We're back. I'm not going to give them one episode. 42. There we go. This guy, I tell you what, I just putting them on my back. Putting them on my back.
You'd like me back there, wouldn't you?
Nope, I wouldn't. Yeah. I said, on my back.
Yeah, that's what you said.
That's exactly what I said for everybody. Yeah.
We'll wind it back. We'll run it back.
I'm just saying people all have to do is go back 10 seconds and they'll hear me say, putting you on my back.
Yeah.
Just like I did on Saturday. Carried that golf team, man.
Yeah,
we'll get into that in a little bit.
Yeah.
Anyway, right now, koozies, as always, $4. Red, white, red, white. Yep. We will ship them if you want them shipped. You can pick them up, message us, please. Well, I got a few left of these, I think. I don't know.
We're running low. We're running low on hats, too. People have been buying them up. 15,
20. I was waiting.
Almost forgot. Sorry.
All right. So we're going to hit fact, joke, get right into what we're talking about today.
Yeah.
Fact.
We're going to do that.
Yep. As always. Same routine as always. Fact. There are more Lego minifigures than there are people on Earth.
I believe that.
I mean, yeah. But
like, who doesn't have 18 minifigures?
I don't feel like you do.
You're right. I don't.
You just said, who doesn't? And then goes, you're right. But I don't have them.
No.
This guy, I'll tell you what.
So how many is there?
I don't know. Just said.
I don't think there's going to have
a definite amount, like an exact amount. The people are just like, oh,
sure you can look up exactly how many was manufactured.
Yeah, but who knows?
But
if they throw them away, then there's not.
They're still manufactured.
They're not here anymore, though.
They're still there, though.
They're not, though. I'm just saying there's more. You don't. I give good jokes. I don't give good facts. We've established this. Okay. We're opposites.
So you're going to...
Hear me out.
I'm hearing you out.
So, like, you know, there's like 7 billion people.
Yeah, there's more than... Right? There's more Lego minifigures than that.
Okay.
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 What was you going with though, that?
That's it.
Where were you going with that?
You know.
All right, that's cool.
You ready to hear that joke?
I'm ready for it.
Why do golfers... Okay.
Go.
Why do golfers have 2 pairs of pants?
I don't know why.
In case they get a hole in one.
I've heard that one before, but I want to give you your credit.
It was a good one.
It was a good one. I laugh at it all the time.
I'm looking at these jokes, and they're literally on a kid's website.
Wait, what was that? What did that one say?
I don't know. It probably wasn't appropriate. But they have kids' cartoons.
Why are pirates called pirates? Because they are. That one was better. That one, I would laugh at that one. That was a good one. All right, so... No, we obviously had the 9/11 episode last time.
Yes.
We had our little golf tournament on 9/11 on Saturday.
Yeah, it was a good tournament.
It was good. It was fun.
Started out with the Potosi Choir singing. The
high school choir.
Yeah, high school choir. Not like a
Potosi Dollar Little Choir.
That'd be cool. I would lead it. All right, you sing now.
No, I would lead it because I can't sing. I'd be like,
That's true.
Boom, boom, go. And then I'd chime in and I'd be like, oh, I can sing.
So anyway, yeah, they sung the Star Spangled Banner
before they...
Or otherwise known as the National Anthem.
I like giving it the exact name, you know.
Okay, you know. That's what it is.
You ever just find yourself...
Well, you know, the Star Spangled Banner has more verses than the National Anthem, and they didn't sing all the verses of the Star Spangled Banner, so they kind of sang...
I did know that.
So they kind of just sang the National Anthem.
Yeah. Well, do you ever just find yourself singing the National Anthem throughout your house? Like, who doesn't do that?
I don't know. I feel like I would say, do you do that? And you'd say no again, so that we'd have another Lego minifigure.
Yeah, but I do that.
Okay.
Like all the time.
Okay.
I belt it.
Oh, it's fair.
Do you?
I mean, I sing it occasionally.
I mean, you just get an American. And then sometimes I sing.
Sometimes I hear an eagle screech and then I shed a tear, hear a shotgun, and the National Anthem starts playing.
Anyway, yeah, more America here.
I think we established that last week when I said fuck Al Qaeda, but hey, don't really know.
So anyway, our 9/11 tournament.
Yeah, going back to that, we got off track there. We played well, didn't play that well though.
Yeah, we played good enough.
We played good enough to get paid. Let's just leave it at that.
Yeah, we got a second B flight, which is pretty good considering there was 22 teams.
Yeah, we weren't that bad.
So
we got paid.
I mean, we got paid. We had one eagle. I did it all by myself.
Oh, wait now, buddy.
I mean, you guys all had your chances, but I made
considering all you had a 3-foot putt for eagle and everyone could have made that. You just ran up there and putted it first before anyone could do anything.
But how did that ball get there?
Yeah.
Because I put it there.
Yeah, but okay, I'm just saying it wasn't all you because anyone could have made that putt.
You're right. Yeah. I saw your sister make a really good putt. Yeah. And you also made a really
I made good a 45 putt. Foot putt for birdie. I'm just
it was,
saying.
It was pretty awesome. He's never going to do it again.
Whoa, wait now. Don't rule me out just yet.
Listen, we played 19 weeks of golf together.
Don't rule me out just yet. Ever I've again?
I've never seen you do that.
Ever again? That's a bold comment. I would say...
I don't know. I saw a Facebook post, you know, a blind squirrel finds a nut every once in a while. I saw a guy made a hole in one.
Yeah, that won't ever happen again.
You know?
But I think I can make another 45-foot putt if I had the opportunity.
If I had a lot of luck is involved.
Oh, I do too.
Because of where you were sitting in on the
game. I do too, but I'm just saying, I think I can make another one in my lifetime.
Yeah.
Exactly, that's what I'm trying to get at.
Just not this year.
Ooh, I don't know. Maybe not. Nah, you gotta get out there to golf too. You know what? I'm just gonna go out there, be like, no, I just wanna go to hole one and just put it right in that same spot, see how many times I can make it.
It was pretty awesome.
I shit myself. That's how happy I was.
Yeah, I think he literally did. He smelled funny the rest of the day.
The second hole we played all day. Yeah, we got money.
Yeah, we almost got, you know, paid our... We pretty much paid for lunch and dinner, and that was
and
it.
And golf. Oh, I mean, oh, yeah.
Yeah, after we got paid, yeah. What's that you got there?
I'll get into that in a second.
Yeah, we'll talk about
that. So, after this golf tournament, you know... The boy, me, not him, because he's got a kid now, can't go anywhere fun with me, took a road trip to Nashville Sunday morning.
Yeah.
Went down, stayed in Nashville Sunday night, went to a concert at Exit Inn. Fantastic venue, by the way. Love that place. That'd be really cool. There was, I mean, some iconic people played there. Billy Joel's played there before. I mean,
a lot of people's played there.
Yeah. Nice venue. Went down. And saw our personal favorite, my personal favorite guest of the podcast.
She's starting to become my personal favorite.
She's just my personal favorite. And I think you're just saying that because you haven't got to meet her yet. Once you meet her, you'll be like, all right, she's my favorite too.
I've been fangirling over her, and I haven't even got to meet her
yet. Oh, she's the best person ever. Went down, saw Alexandra Kay perform.
She's our best friend.
She's my best
friend. Never met her.
You're kind of like third string best friend. Like,
perfect.
You're my best friend. She's my best friend. We're all connected. Anyway. Went down there. It was Thomas Mack, Cooper Allen, Alexandra Kay. They're on their In Real Life tour. We've talked about it. Went down there. There was Nashville. Fantastic show. All three of them could perform. And I'm not saying this because I'm biased in any way, but Alexandra Kay is the best. Just throwing that out there.
I'm surprised you don't have shorts with her name on it.
I don't. I got this nice hat, but I've had this hat before. You've seen the hat?
The shirt.
The new shirt. This is Alexandra Kay's shirt.
I really like that shirt.
I do too. It's like a Miller Lite shirt, you know, on the
show,
back.
Show the fans.
Show the back. Says Alexandra Kay, Sad Girl Country. I can't see. Can I see it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. Cool.
Yeah.
And then, you know, as always, I've been pubbing this song. It is out now because it came out Friday the 17th. Not out as we're recording this, but out right when they listen to
it's
this.
It's out right now.
It's out. Tall Boys, right there. Boom.
I saw her post earlier. Just since it came out on the 17th, as of this morning, it had 5 million listens.
No, that's just her. Total listens on Apple.
Oh. Darn, I was wrong.
You were wrong, but hey, close.
But still.
Anyway, I'll hold this up here.
That's a lot.
Yeah, it is a lot. If you guys want to scan that, boom, takes you to her website. Fantastic advertising there. I loved it. Tall Boys. Guys, even if you don't like it, at least listen to it. Make that shit go number one because we're fans of her. We love her. Because it's going to go number one. She's going to get big. And we love her here.
Yeah.
Cooper, Thomas. They're fantastic as well. Hopefully we get them on. Who knows? We're not going to say too much. Hopefully we can get them on. Maybe they can become best friends at the podcast. But right now, Alexandra Kay's our girl. Always will be. They just finished up their tour last week, the 15th. So it's done. It's over. They probably will go on another run, hopefully. I think everyone wants to see that. And yeah. I don't know if you saw... But Tim McGraw, you know, duo editor on TikTok.
Yes, I did see that.
And was like, oh, this girl can sing. Like, someone needs to sign a record. I'm like, hell yeah, that's my girl. Like, let's go. That's big time.
It's awesome to see somebody start from where she started.
Exactly.
Just climb the ladder.
And especially when you know her. Like, I was going to say like we do, but like.
Yeah, when you know of her.
You know of her. I know her. So, I mean, like we do. I can't wish nothing but success for her. And I'm super happy for her, for everything that's going to be in store for her. Thomas and Cooper, they got big things coming as well. And before I get off this whole thing of the concert and all that, I met a very lovely couple down there.
Yeah, you did, didn't you?
Pubbed them with the pod. They are now followers. So for that reason, I'm going to give them a little quick shout out. So okay. Nick and Amanda, thank you. I hope you're watching this. It was a pleasure to meet you guys in Nashville. And you guys want koozies? We got them for sale. No, but it was fun hanging out with you guys that night. You know, that'd be fun something to do. Hopefully I can go out and be like anywhere and just be like, hey, we got a podcast. Let's hang out. And people are like, all right, we'll follow you. You know.
See, I feel like you get out in public and you're like, yeah, I have a podcast. You know, a lot of people that I know still don't know that we have a podcast.
Yeah.
It's just not something you just talk about.
Yeah.
Oh, no. You don't want to go out there and be like, hey, I have a podcast.
No, I pubbed the shit out.
Once they find out, they're like,
well, I was
like, podcast? Yeah. Like you're big time now.
Yeah, well, I had like,
once you say that.
I had my Alexander K shirt and hat on. There was like three people there a lot of people were rocking Cooper stuff, and a lot of people were rocking Thomas. And everyone had Alexander K stuff on, and like stuff, and all this buying stuff and all that. But like, a lot of people hadn't seen her before or was going to see her for the first time, so they didn't have stuff walking in. They bought stuff there. And like, I had like an original shirt on, hat and all that. These hats weren't for sale, so I was like, I feel like a badass. And people were like, oh, like have you seen her before? Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I was like, yeah, she was on the podcast. People was like, oh, you have a podcast? I'm like, you know me, I'm a social butterfly. I'm pubbing the shit out of this.
Yeah.
And I had like, people were like, oh, what's it called? And I was like, oh, it's The Vault. They looked it up. I was like, it's that right there. That's me, baby. Like, that's me and my friend. We rock this shit. And so,
pretty awesome.
You know, hopefully, if I talk to you in Nashville and you're listening to this, thank you. I appreciate you. It was good meeting every one of you. I feel like I'm famous now, but it was just like five people I talked to.
I feel like
to.
I'm famous now. I've been in Potosi the whole time.
No, but okay, I'm going to finish up on my Alexander K. Cooper Thomas rant. They're all three amazing people. Talk to them after the show. Lovely people. Some of the nicest people you ever meet. And I wish nothing but success for them and just get everything they want to get. And Alexander K, you know you always got a home here on The Vault. So cheers to you, Alexandra and Tall Boys. Go pub that shit. Number one, baby. Take that shit to number one. All right, what have you been up to, though?
So, you know, as you know, I've had a kid recently.
What? You did?
That's fun.
I had no idea. Dude, we've been doing a podcast for almost a year now, and you didn't tell me you had a kid?
Yeah, he's four.
Whoa, he's four.
I'm just kidding.
I've known you for
4 weeks.
20 years.
4 weeks.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's
how's that been?
It's definitely different. It's not at all what I expected. You know, I expected, you know, crying baby all the time. It's just not like that. Not for him, anyway.
No, Liz is used to be a crying baby all the time.
Yeah, she has to deal with me.
And now she has one that doesn't cry all the time. And one that
like,
does.
This is weird.
Yeah.
This is the way that is crying. But that's been fun.
Has it been good?
Yeah.
It's good?
Yeah.
Do I need to ask Liz how good of a dad you are?
No.
No, probably should
I just do my best.
That's all you can do, man. That's all you can do. As long as you ain't pushing the baby downstairs.
You know, you just shake babies a little bit, that'd be all right.
What? Make some quick crying.
Yeah, I'm just kidding.
We don't shake babies
at
all.
No. Just a little bit. I'm just kidding.
All right, well.
We're just going to end it there. Talk about what we're.
Yeah, but I want to finish. I want you to finish what you've been doing lately, and anything else. Just being a dad.
Just being a dad, because that's almost all I have time for right now.
Yeah.
You know, I would have liked to go to Nashville with you. If I wouldn't have had to work on that Monday, I would have definitely been there with you.
Yeah, but you know what?
But I wasn't there, so.
You weren't there, but it was fun. We had a good time. We had a blast. You would have got to meet her.
Yeah.
But maybe you could.
I'll get to meet her someday.
Someday.
We'll get tickets to her next one.
Or maybe she'll
or
just
maybe
be right
she'll
here.
Just drop on in, or we'll have to drop on
we'll
in.
Drive, we'll drive to her.
Yeah.
All right. So, hit them with what ideas we have.
So, we've got some series ideas and some serious ideas. Not really. It's not really serious.
As we said, we
nothing serious.
If anyone's been watching us for since we started.
42 episodes, there's nothing serious.
Well, I think I'll take that back. The next one episode week. We had...
Yeah, 9/11 is serious.
9/11 was serious. Next week, we'll get on that tangent real quick. Next week, we'll have a little more of a deeper pod. So I expect that one to be a little longer because we will talk. It's something that I feel very personal about. It's something.
Is there going
to
be more than one part to that one?
Potentially, we'll see how long it goes.
I feel like
if I look up and it says 45 minutes, I'm gonna cut it off there and probably, depending on how far we get into it, it's something that I take very seriously, something that I'm very personal about. Try getting Ethan personal about it too. So we're gonna get deep next week. But other than that, continue what you were saying.
So I texted him today. I said, "Hey, hear me out," which is like code for this is an awful idea. Usually,
For both of us.
Yeah, for both of us.
For reference, last time he said, "Hear me out," I said, "What?" And he goes, "Let's get chickens." Left to get that. I was like, "For what? What the hell are we getting chickens for?" He said, "The vault chickens." I'm like, What is that?"
You know, it's that right off.
Yeah. Okay.
Vault chickens. You just have chickens in here.
Yes, that would be great.
It would be pretty cool.
I don't think an egg would sit on. It may sit on your shoulder. It ain't sitting.
Got broad shoulders.
Yeah. Okay. Continue.
We're gonna do an adventure series.
Yes.
So like, yes, adventure, but more like activity series. Mm-hmm. So like anything from sports to the outdoors. To
whatever, literally whatever,
like what we've been doing for the past 42 weeks. But like, we're gonna get out of this room,
yeah,
and do something.
We're gonna, I'll tell you,
you'll
why
you'll see
we're
me putt putt golfing and video. Maybe
we'll take road trips. We'll do road trips. We'll do something. If you have an idea of something you want us to do, somewhere you want us to go, something you want us to try, whether it be food, something, hit us up. You know where to. Leave it in the comments. Had a burp. Leave it in the comments. Just something that you
messages.
Want us to do.
You know what? I've had a few people message me about things that they want.
If you have our numbers, message us. If you don't have our numbers,
Instagram, Facebook.
If you don't have our numbers, I'm not giving you my number.
No.
And
if you have my number, lose it.
If you have my number, consider yourself lucky.
Yeah.
But if you don't have our numbers, we're Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Message us on there. Message us. Leave us in the comments on YouTube. Something. I mean, anything. Literally anything you want us to try.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say we're going to try it, but we'll look at it. We'll consider it. And don't be like, oh, go to Bora Bora. Do we look like we have the money for that?
No.
I mean, would it be fun? Would it be fun? Hell yes. But do we have, like, keep it at least somewhat realistic, please? Because right. If not, it's just going to make us feel bad about ourselves.
Yeah.
And us being broke. We're not really broke, but
we're not really broke.
Just,
yeah. You know. Yeah. We got love. We're not broke.
Coming up, though, we do have some things in store. You know, like we said, this is episode 42. So episode 50. That's a big number.
That's the big five.
I honestly didn't think we'd get to 10. Didn't think we'd get to 20. Then we got to 20. I'm like, well, I guess we're just going to keep doing this shit because some people
better.
Like it. It's gotten
and then it
better.
Got worse.
It's gotten better.
And then it got better again.
I think
it got better and then it stayed flatlined for a little while. You know, like our Asian snack, that was fun. And then we did our second Asian snack and it just wasn't as fun because they were awful.
I think,
you know,
I mean, I think like with any podcast, you're going to have your episodes that are really good. You're going to have your episodes that are really bad. Episodes 1, 2, and 3 for us. So don't listen to those.
Yeah, don't do that. Four is a good starting
Christmas
point.
One. I mean, we have some that are really bad. We have some that are bad. We have some that are mediocre. We have some that are good. Some that are really good. Honestly, that's the way I feel. I feel like everyone has.
I feel like every single
and
podcast.
My favorite episode is probably not Ethan's favorite episode. Our favorite episodes aren't probably your favorite episodes. It's just something that. But we try to give someone that everyone would like. I feel like we've done a good job at that. I'm not saying they're all good because we know they're not all good.
No.
We try to keep them at least
entertaining,
good to listen to. So episode 50, going back to that, we're gonna go live for that.
Yeah, we haven't been live in a while.
We'll keep you updated throughout the time as we're getting closer to it. Oh, excuse me. My hand was like, hey, talk.
Lemonade.
But
I was looking. I was like, what's he doing?
My hand was like, talk. But you weren't seeing that. But we're gonna go live. May or may not have a few giveaways. May not give away a koozie. May give away a hat. May give away a shirt. May give away Ethan. Who knows?
Who knows? I'm a good worker.
I can lay your floor.
I can lay floors. That's what I do.
Yeah, but we're going to do that. We're going to do giveaways. Hopefully. episode 50. Keep it out. We'll go live. We'll do some nice shit like we did last time. I was going to say stuff, but you know what? We threw that potty mouth out a long time ago. We yeah, just we said, said I remember like, I remember like earlier. Episode 3, we were like, oh, the first, when we first started doing this, we're like, oh, we're not going to say any bad words. We're going to try to keep it kid friendly. Ugh, I can't talk. And then about halfway in, I'm like, you know what? I got to be me at some point. You know, just,
yeah.
I don't say as much as I normally would, but I keep it down.
Definitely not.
I keep it down. I keep it to a minimum at some points, but I'm still being me.
I'm a lot better on here than I am.
Oh, yeah. He doesn't say anything, but I wish he would. It makes it more fun.
maybe someday. You get me angry or excited or something.
No, let's just, dude, just be you. Anyway.
All the time.
We'll probably do the whole thing, like, hey, if you want to be entered in a giveaway, share this post, whatever, like we did last time. That way we have a clear set. And
share
we have
this post. Donate a dollar.
Donate $10, you $100, know, $50.
This is how you're entered. You know, you donate.
Hey, you donate $50, guess what? You get a free $4 koozie.
You donate
so
50.
You're only donating 46.
If you donate 50, there'll be a little bit more in the koozie. He might kiss you. Hopefully.
Yeah, we're to be doing that. I mean, my favorite time of the year is coming up. We got October coming up. That's spooky season.
That's also World Series season.
Yes, postseason baseball. Speaking of postseason baseball, as of the day we're recording this, the Cardinals are now in the wild card spot.
Yes, I saw that today.
Do I think they'll hold on to it? I don't know. I can't say. Who knows how baseball works?
You know, after that.
But they're in the wild card spot, so hopefully they make the playoffs.
Yeah.
That's all I can say. Oh, yeah. Well, playoff baseball, football rolling back around. That'd be week 3-4.
Football.
And spooky season.
You know, we got a guy in our league.
Ethan's new to fantasy football this year.
I'm new to fantasy football. I've played in one league. It was with you, like right same. After high school, maybe.
Like 5-6 years ago, yeah.
It's been a long time since I played fantasy. I just want to say that first weekend, he had the first in points. And I had the second points out of 12 people. Mm-hmm. And it was a pretty big upset because they got all mad because I picked a quarterback first.
Not only that. Let's break it down.
Let's break it down.
Ethan doesn't play fantasy football. We did a live draft. Ethan has a third overall pick in the draft.
Third overall pick.
First round, third pick. So Ethan's sitting there. He looks at me and goes, hey, should I take a quarterback? And I'm like, you know, like, dude, I'm going to be competing against you. This is for money. You do whatever the hell you feel like. All in my mind thinking, hey, he's drafting Patrick Mahomes. Got it. Done deal. Whatever. I was like, okay, that's fine. And I was like, I figured I wasn't getting Patty anyway. Not a big deal.
Did you end up getting him?
No.
Oh.
I got Russell Wilson in like the 7th round. Yeah. Like, put up points for me. That's all I need. Third pick rolls around. This dude drafts Tom Brady. Tom Brady is a good quarterback. But is Tom Brady a good fantasy quarterback for a PPR league?
He was last week.
No. No.
You sure?
Yes. He's not a good PPR. He will not put up... How many points did he give you?
If he wouldn't have thrown those two interceptions, he would have been at 45 points.
Yeah.
But he only rolled up at 39.
He ain't doing that again. He ain't probably doing that again all year.
His average was 30 last year.
Yeah, okay. That's fine. Yeah.
He had a few games, 44, 45.
Yeah, because he scored so high a couple times. Mm-hmm. That's why.
Yeah.
He ain't doing that again.
You don't know that.
I do know that. I mean, my team, I feel like, is pretty solid all around. You know, I put up points. That's all I can ask for. Got a dub.
But the guy that said thank you for your donation spanked him by 30 points.
You know, you won't name drop, but I hate this guy. So, Chris, yeah, Ethan Chris, kicked your ass.
I spanked you so hard. You liked it.
He probably did.
Yeah.
That guy. Tell you what, he's a real piece of shit, Chris.
Dominoes.
Is. And his buddy that I know pizzas. Is listening to this, Iden. I just want to say, what's up, buddy? You're my friend.
I like Iden.
I don't like Chris. I like Iden, though. All right.
I don't really know Chris.
You don't know either one of them.
I just know I spanked him.
You don't know either one of them.
No.
I
just know that every guy up there made fun of me for picking Tom Brady. And he's the one that won me that night.
So. Yeah. Well, you can continue to do that. Other than that, as always, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, @TheVault_pod.
And YouTube, The Vault Podcast.
Yes. I've already pubbed her enough, but I just want to pub her again.
Just one more time,
because I'm going to do it. Alexander K. Tall Boys out now. Take that shit to number one, please.
To the moon, as people say.
to the moon.
Please. She deserves it. She deserves it so much. Other than that, oh, boys. We're pretty Gucci flip-flops.
Yeah, we Gucci flip-flops.